Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen in Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian prince, that CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And you know, it's Friday, and you're live on Lush Radio Online, man. One of the hottest internet radio shows worldwide, hands down, international. Yo, I was just talking, you know what I'm saying, on BBM with the one and only DJ Ames from the UK. Shout out to DJ Ames. He sent us them hot drops and stuff that we're going to be playing in a few. Got some hot UK music also. Got that official single from the one and only Drake, you know what I'm saying, called Over. You know what I'm saying? We playing that. Also, we got the Swamp, you know what I mean, coming straight out of, you know, the Jersey area, from Omega, a song called Press Up off the Hot or Not. Along with that, you know, we got my hot co-host, Ebony, representing the Cali area, along with Future Guru that's going to be live in here. Shout out to all our sponsors, Strictly Bump One, hottest clothing line worldwide, hands down, Capital Customs. They allow you to become your own brand through branding yourself through clothing. Along with that, Ohana Shop, they got the Icy Icy. Check out Ohana Shop for the Icy Jewelry online. On top of that, we also just wanted, you know, shout out everybody to Guru coming from out of his coma. And, you know, shout out to everybody. It's Friday. It's Follow Friday. Tell me who you checking in with on Twitter. And we're going to have the legendary DJ Scratch. He just confirmed with me. We're going to have the legendary DJ Scratch, you know what I'm saying, from EPMD, you know what I'm saying, the super producer, live on the show, going in at 6:15. So watch for that. He's going to be live in the building. Along with that, we're going to have Ransom, and we're going to have Dame J calling into the show on Lush Radio Online. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's not a game. We're going to keep it cracking for y'all all day, every day, man. It's not a game out here. You know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do. Y'all feel me? That's what it is. Lush Radio Online. Y'all already know what it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone line real quick. What's goody goody? 703, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, fam? 703.
Yeah,
703. Yeah. 703, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, family? 703. What's good? Is this Dame? What's good,
yeah,
fam?
Dame J, girl. What's going on with you?
What's good with you, Dame? What's cracking, family?
Not much. It's been busy. I just finished laying some more stuff down, so I've just been grinding.
That's what it is, Dame.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to go ahead and chop it up with you real quick, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, get this quick interview in because we also got the legendary DJ Scratch coming in, checking in on in the building. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be calling in at 6:15, checking in with us. But, Dame, man, before we get into it, you want to go ahead and send some shout-outs and all that real quick, fam?
Definitely. I want to definitely shout out Capital Customs, my man Paper, You already know what it is. Flyway, they basically mix down all my music. They hold me down to the end. You know, my man Castro P, Pac-Man team all day, VA, DMV, and everybody that got love for Dame J, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is, fam. We definitely, you know what I'm saying, proud of you over here, man. Dame J is an artist hailing from the Virginia area, from the DMV area. He's doing his thing, and we definitely supporting him, independent artist. You know, let him get his shine on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. Hey, Dame, before we get into it, you want to go ahead and give people, you know, your website and all that, or email so they can get in contact with you and everything like that, fam?
Yeah, I definitely got a page. I just put some new tracks up, too, on my MySpace. It's, you know, MySpace.com, DameJ703. You can go in there and check out some of my my tracks. I also got a joint up on YouTube. I got some stuff on YouTube. And my email is S-P-I-T, spit, D-A-T, that. B-E-A-T, beat, then Dame, at yahoo.com. You know, bam, get at me just like that through my email, too.
That's what it is, man. Dame, man, you an artist coming from the DMV and everything like that. How hard is it, you know, when it comes to just, you know, getting out there and promoting your music? How hard is it, you know, is it easier working within your state, or do you feel like you more have to go outside of the state in order to get that love, you know what I mean?
Well, to be honest, I mean, I think it's pretty tough right now because, you know, especially with Wale just coming out, you know, we got a lot of attention here right now, you know, in this DMV area. So I think they are really in this area trying to find artists, but there still are a lot of artists in this area that put out music.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you just really got to grind and just try to make yourself stand out. But, yeah, it's definitely still hard. It really is still hard out here to come out. But you just got to keep at it. I think it's a work in progress anywhere you go, for real, you know. But, I mean, I have been out of state, done a couple shows out of state, definitely got love. Still get love here, too. But, you know, like I said, it still take a lot of work.
That's what it is. That's what it is. What inspired you to get into the music industry?
Well, you know, me personally, just growing up, coming up, I always had a strong love for music. I mean, I take it back to high school. A lot of my peers that I went to school with, while the teacher used to be instructing and talking, I'd be in the class banging on the desk and just doing all types of crazy stuff. But, you know, I used to wild out, but they know. But, yeah, I mean, I just came up listening to artists like Hov and Nas and M and just hearing the drums and the sounds and the beats and the instrumentals, and people, you know, they used to pour their soul out over beats. And I don't know, I just felt it, and I just felt that it was so much me just hearing these artists go in over these beats. And I don't know, I mean, you could just start rhyming, putting stuff together, and it was just like chemistry, history from there, just bam, everything, there you go. You know, and ever since, I've always felt like music been a real strong part of me, you know, so
that's what it is.
Do it because I love it so much, you know.
That's what it is, definitely. And like I said, man, I'm definitely, you know, proud, you know, of you doing your thing as an artist and just going in, you know, because hey, you know, and I definitely support you over here, you know, because we definitely got to support each other, because if you ain't supporting each other or we ain't working together, then what are we working for? You know what I mean? It's a team effort. You know, the other thing I got to ask you real quick, you know, to wrap this up, is any new projects or anything that you're working on right now that people need to know about?
Well, yeah, I'm actually working on putting out my mixtape street album right now. I'm actually, you know, organizing that and getting that together. I got a couple more tracks to get mixed down. I should be putting that out soon. But it's going to be called Breath of Fresh Air, you know, and I'm basically putting that together. So that'll be out soon. Try to have it on iTunes. You can definitely go to my page, hear my tracks. Yeah, so that'll be out. But, yeah, that's the biggest thing I'm working on right now, just getting that out.
That's what it is, man. If you're just tuning in with us, we got Dane J locked in us right here representing the DMV area live on the line. And we're also going to have Ransom from New Jersey. And we're also going to have DJ, the legendary DJ Scratch, that's going to be calling in at 6:15. So watch the clock on the dot. He's going to be live on there. So y'all need to get retarded on the Twitter. Y'all already know what it is, Lush Radio Online. And we're live with Dane J. Dane, like I said, man, also, you know, being in the industry, what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you had to deal with, babe?
Well, I just think the biggest thing is really just trying to stand out. You know what I mean? You really want to kind of brand your own sound and basically try to bring something to the table that everybody else ain't already doing, you know. And I just think that's been pretty much the toughest thing, you know. But like I said, I just keep doing me. And you know, you definitely got to have people feeling you, and they got to be messing with your music. So if your numbers ain't looking right, they really don't want to hear too much else. But, yeah, I mean, you just, like I say, really trying to make sure that I just kind of try to stay ahead of the curve and try to always come up with something fresh and new and just keep it 100 and be me, you know.
Definitely. I'm definitely, you know, feeling, you know, what you got going on over there. And, you know, you got a couple of nice joints that I like called Girls in the Living Room. And Girls in the Living Room, and you also got a joint that I like called 24/7, you know, something like, you know, for the streets and everything like that. So I'm definitely liking, you know, that whole situation you got going on for the people.
Yeah,
and
I appreciate the love, too, that you showed me, Lush. I really do. Yeah.
Hey, man, I got to show that love, man. That's what it is, man. Got to show the love for the people. That's what it is. Like I said, man, if you're just joining us right now, we're going to have DJ Scratch, the legendary DJ Scratch, live in the building for us. You know what I'm saying? So y'all better go ahead and get retarded on the Twitter. Along with that, we're going to have Ransom. Right now, we're talking with DMV artist Dane J right now at the moment. You know, any things that you see yourself doing later on in the future, you know, you focusing more on your rap, you feel like venturing off into anything else like acting or, you know, anything else?
Yeah, well, I definitely want to start my own label and actually put artists out a little later on down the line. But at the moment, you know, I'm really just trying to focus on getting my stuff out and actually getting my stuff, you know, heard more and just, you know, being more active, you know, out in the streets and in the industry. But, you know, besides that, I don't know. I've been considering acting, but at the moment, you know, the early bird gets the worm, you know. And I'm, like I said, it's about progression, and I'm always trying to keep it moving and take it to the next level, you know. So can't sleep. So right now, until I really get where I feel I need to be, and just keep hammering away at this, you know, and then once I get that, then one bridge at a time, then maybe I'll go in there some acting or something. But I have considered it. Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And Dame, the last final thought, you know, as being an artist in the industry, up and coming artist, shout out to all the independents out there right there. We're giving this wonderful artist a chance to get his shine on real quick. Dane J. Dane, once again, man, tell the people how they can get in contact with you and all that, fam.
Once again, say my email, spitthatbeatdame@yahoo.com. Once again, it's spitthatbeatdame@yahoo.com. Like I said, I got MySpace, DameJ703, MySpace.com. Holla at me on that. And then again, I'm on YouTube. I got a couple joints on there. If you type in Dane J, bam, you'll get at me on there too. Yeah.
That's what it is, Dame. Tell the people for the up and coming artists or just up and coming youth that's out there, what kind of advice would you give them on getting into the industry, love?
Well, you definitely got to have a love for it and a tolerance, you know, because it's not easy, you know, and you got to work hard. You really got to devote yourself, you know, and really be determined. Like, I'm going to get in here and I'm going to do me, and, you know, and if you're going to take some knocks, you know, some falls. But at the end of the day, you know, you still got to do what you got to do and just keep it going. So my best advice is just to stay focused, work hard, you know, and just bam, and you'll get it in.
That's what it is. I'm definitely proud of you, Dane J. And we're going to be running your music on the Hot or Not segment of the show and everything. So we're going to run the 24/7 on the I'm Not segment later on in the show. But you can stay on the line with us, fam. Definitely.
Yeah,
we appreciate you, for real.
Yeah, and I say, once again, I appreciate y'all for listening to me. You know what I mean? And I definitely thank everybody that's here, you know, for showing love. And I hope that they like the track.
That's what it is, man. DMV live in the building. We got the one and only Dame J live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. In a few minutes, we're going to be having DJ Scratch live with us. You can stay on the line with us, fam. And we're going to be playing that song later on in the show. All right, babe?
All right. Thanks so much, Lush.
It's okay, baby. That's what it is, man. If we're not working together, then we ain't working at all. Salute to all the great DJs out there, the people that I call my big brothers, Kid Capri, K-Slay, you know, Teddy Tedder, the Awesome 2, DJ Scratch, you know, all the cats that you know, really, really go out there and really get their DJing on. Y'all already know what it is. But we're going to go ahead and bring in my co-host, live in the building, the one and only Future Guru 100, and the beautiful Ebony representing the Cali area, live in the building. What's up? I'm going to bring in this 973 in a quick second. You guys go ahead and get y'all shout outs on and everything real quick. Go ahead and bring in this caller, because I'm hoping that this is DJ Scratch live on the line with us.
Yeah. Lushy Lush, what's good? This is Future Guru 100. Shout out to Ebony. Shout out to Lushy Lush. You know, I'm basically a little excited because we got the Hot or Not segment, and got some cats on deck that's really doing their thing. So I don't have many shout outs, but I do got some new clients on deck. So shout out to on Twitter, I As Only Hope, which is I A S Only Hope. Then I got True Game Family representing the Space Age Generation, new client, AP the Mayor, AP Files. So check out my new project with the Swamp Team. They on the line. I got an exclusive called Press Up. You don't see me on Twitter now? It's all about that Press Up. You know, I call myself Discovering right now, and new talent is here. We're going to take you through a chamber right now, the first chamber. So pay attention, y'all. Yeah. What's
what
up, Rush? What's up, Ebony?
What's going on, Guru?
Shout out
to Ebony. Hey, Ebony, go ahead and say the shout outs. I got to go ahead and bring in this caller because DJ Scratch is supposed to be calling in a few minutes, real quick.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. I want to send out my shout outs to Town City TV, Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Barry White. Over the Top promo, that's my sis, DJ T Rock. He's having his birthday party March 13th and 14th in Atlanta. Helena Marie, 210, Living Good Manage, Shane, and Mr. Mac Music. And those are my shout outs for today.
That's what it is. You're logged on to Lush Radio Online right now. We want to go ahead and bring this caller in. Like I said, we're going to have the one and only legendary DJ Scratch live on the line with us in a few seconds. We're going to go ahead and bring this caller in from the 973. You're live on Lush Radio Online. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. 973, what's going on, fam?
Not much. We live at the Swamp right now, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for entertaining us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's good, fam? How you doing?
Chill Trees on the line.
Yeah, this Chill Trees, yo. We about to come big, you know what I'm saying? Got Carlos Best on the team, you know. Everything's everything. And we got this Press Up coming with Omega. Y'all already heard him on the score. He wrote that shit, understand? So y'all already know what's coming.
That's what it is. It is, fam. Go ahead and let the people know what your Twitter and everything is, fam.
Yeah, I'm gonna handle that Twitter. This is my guys from Jersey. So y'all gonna see me on Twitter with Chill Trees on my live Twitter and Omega and the Press Up joint. So I'm gonna handle it from here. But he definitely just wanna be low key and just let you know the Swamp Team is coming. So let him finish up with the Cassie working it and the producers. That's what we doing. That's it. Something simple. And we got his track coming up called Press Up. Word.
That's what it is, fam. That's what it is.
Run it down what you did before real quick, Chills. Run it down what you did before yourself.
Oh, man, I don't really like to drop names like that, but you know what I'm saying? I went through the boot camp like Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for them, you know what I'm saying? I went from a fan to having my name on a Wu-Tang record. So anybody out there, you could do the same thing, man. You just got to have belief and got to have a passion for it. and we're going to just leave it at that. You understand?
That's what it is.
Jersey Live in the building. We definitely going to be playing that joint on the Hot or Not in a few. You can stay on the line with us, fam, real quick.
Stay on the line, chill.
Hey, yo, Lush. I'm talking to Lush right now, yo. Yo, Lush, I owe you a dinner, baby.
Good shit.
That's what you got two females on the line, though.
Yeah, you just going to leave me out? Damn.
Yo, check it out. We can get the Menage a Trois going. Yo, I pay for the dinner.
You can sit in the middle. We'll let you sit in the middle. Jersey in the building. Come to dinner.
That's what it is. Stay on the line with us and stuff, man. We're going to go to quick commercial. We're going to go ahead and play this 24/7 joint by Dame J. We're going to be right back. Hopefully we'll have the one and only DJ Scratch, legendary DJ Scratch, on the line with us in a few seconds. And we're going to bring you back on, fam, so you can come in and talk more about the swamp and everything when we play this hot music that y'all got.
That's
fire that I uploaded on the Arsenal. You already know what it is.
Ooh, don't say that. Done deal. I heard that.
Lush Radio Online, man. We're going to play this 24/7 by your man Dame J, representing DMV area. And when we come back, we'll be talking, hopefully we'll be talking to DJ Scratch. But in the meantime, go ahead and listen to some of this music.
Johnny.com.
Listening to Lush Radio Online. I already told y'all that we're going to have the world famous legendary legend DJ Scratch live on the line. We had Dame J. We had the Swamp live in the building. Y'all going to hear that joint Omega. We got that first single off the one and only Drake joint over live in the joint. But you know what? I think I need to let my brother tell y'all what y'all listening to, man. Because I think some of y'all don't know what y'all listening to, man. If y'all don't know, I'm going to let Special Ed tell y'all.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Man, y'all better act like you know. We live on Lush Radio Online, the hottest internet radio show worldwide. Y'all, you know what it is, man. We're going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to go ahead. I got both of my beautiful, wonderful co-hosts live in the building, the one and only Ebony representing the Cali area, and that man with the plan, Future Guru, 100 representing the Jersey area. We're going to go ahead and go to the line. I'm hoping that this is the world-famous DJ Scratch in the building.
Indeed.
718, what's good, fam?
What's good? What's poppin'?
Okay. Is this the legendary DJ Scratch on the line with us?
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Oh, man.
We done did it.
Hold on.
Yeah,
I got something for him.
Give me some applause.
Oh, man.
We did it, yo. Yo, we did it, yo. All right, Scratch. Good looking.
All right, what's poppin'?
What's up, man?
That's what's up.
We got the world famous DJ Scratch live in the building. They call him the legend because he is a legend. I seen this cat DJ with a flip flop, man, on Scratch.
That's hot.
A monster, super producer. Y'all better act like y'all know this dude right here. It's an honor to have you on the show, Scratch, for real, son. Seriously.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor for y'all to even want to talk to this old geezer, you know what I mean?
Man, come on, man.
Yo, he going in with jokes already.
Yeah, if
exactly,
you're going,
exactly.
He got jokes
but,
early.
Now he be on the dance floor, too.
Yeah,
come
on, man.
Nah, but real talk, you know, I appreciate it, you know what I mean? Like, you know, somebody that's been in the industry for 25 years, you know, I've been through a lot of generations in hip-hop, and it's an honor for people in 2010 to still want to talk to somebody on their radio show, somebody that was out in the early 80s, you know what I mean? So I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're not regular, man. This is live radio, real talk radio. We appreciate
yeah.
you.
We appreciate you. Because this is the thing, man. We done had Kid, and I seen Kid come on the show, too. Mm. We done had Kid. We done had K-Slay. We done had Teddy Ted. We believe in the OGs. You guys paved the way for us to do what we're doing right now, son. You feel me?
So we got
to pay you homage for real because the grind that you got and you still got is retarded.
Wow.
You know? And we respect
We need him on the Entrepreneur Night, too. We got to come back to Entrepreneur Night on Scratch. We got an Entrepreneur Night on Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays, yes, definitely.
Well, that's what it is.
Lush Radio is the bomb, man.
Definitely. Yo, hey, Scratch, man, you got any shout-outs to anything and stuff before we get into it? Because the line's blowing the hell up right now, fam.
I just want to shout y'all out, you know what I mean? Just shout out
True.
My whole Scratch Vision Nation, you know what I mean?
True.
Yo, you know what? Since we on that, man, go ahead and tell them, you know, let the people know, you know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean, a lot of people know who DJ Scratch is. But, you know, let them know what the deal is. And then tell us about Scratch Vision because it's a real innovative, interactive site for the people. And I implore everybody that's listening to the show to sign up to Scratch Vision right now at this moment and support my dude for real right now at this moment. But go ahead, Scratch.
So Scratch Vision is basically it's visual radio. Instead of just watching, you know, instead of just listening to the radio, you can actually watch me DJ and watch the rest of my team DJ or my guest DJs, and you can talk to us while we're DJing. So there's a chat room right below the video screen. So everybody from around the world. So like every day that I'm on the air, I got people from Australia, all over Europe, North America, South America, Indonesia. Everybody's in the chat room all at the same time. Just for hip hop, and it's interactive, so I can talk to y'all can talk back to me, and we get it in on the classics. Like we basically play everything that commercial radio is not playing or not given a chance, you know, to play. So we played it. We, of course, play the 80s and 90s hip hop, the underground. You know what I mean? We play break beats. We even go in on the disco on some nights. We go in the classic house some nights, and I even have a demo show where I give people opportunity to play, to play their demos. Because, you know, you go to radio stations in your town and you can't get your record played on the radio, you know what I mean? So I'm just giving opportunities for everybody to get heard. And actually last night I had my demo show, man. I came across a female MC that was incredible. Like, I just started emailing her song to like all of the you know, the big wigs in the industry. Like, y'all need to get this on somewhere. You know what I mean? So,
wow.
So I'm giving giving back and just giving a option to commercial radio to come over here and Scratch Vision. And the website is just set up so it's like Facebook, MySpace, all in one.
It better be. Word.
Yeah,
that's money right there.
So you can network. And the way I'm trying to like lay the carpet down in there and everything, so the carpet is real comfortable for everybody when they come to Scratch Vision. It's real comfortable to, you know what I mean? So you can just sit, on your Scratch Vision profile page and tweet directly from your page, go on Facebook directly from your page, and when we're not on the air, I got classic 90s hip hop videos and all of that. So you can just sit right there and just bring your drinks and you just good. You can just sit there all day.
Real talk. To let y'all know, man, if you're just joining us right now, you're logged on to Lush Radio Online with the world-famous international legend, icon, grinding hard as hell, hands down, the man with the plan. I mean, he's scratching with a flip-flop, man. Come on, this dude is vicious. DJ Scratch is live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Y'all better act like y'all know. For y'all that don't know, this is a Grammy-nominated producer. You understand what I'm saying? Grammy-nominated producer. You know what I mean? EPMD star DJ. Do you hear me, son? He done did live show with Diddy, Q-Tip, and many, many more. I'm talking about everybody in the industry. This cat done stuff with live shows. This dude is the shit. So act like you know. And you need to be logging on to Scratch Vision. You understand? It's www.djscratchradio.com. www.djscratchradio.com. Please support my brother on there. Yesterday, that man had Spinderella in the building. Do you hear me, son? Spinderella in the building. You heard. Y'all don't understand how honored I am right now, man. It's one of my idols. Y'all know this, but you my idol, son. Real talk, son.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Seriously, man. You know, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it in and open these lines up and stuff. I got my beautiful, lovely co-host, Ebony, hailing from the California area. You want to go ahead and ask him a question, babe?
What's up, Scratch? How you doing, babe?
All right, what's going on?
I had the pleasure of meeting Scratch at his birthday party in, I believe, Manhattan last year.
Oh, yeah, the joint we did at Sutra. Yeah.
Yes. It was on and popping. All the music just takes you back. We was jamming all night long, sweating
yeah,
and everything.
Kept it classic.
Yeah, that was great. It was great. My question for you is, being in your business for 25 years and just now, you know what I'm saying, and just now starting your Scratch Division, what else do you want to do besides, you know, in order to share your knowledge with other people? Like, you doing any training courses or?
Yeah, I do. I have a DJ school also. It's called SOTA. It's the acronym School of Turntable Arts. I'm not doing classes right now because you know, I was on the road, and then I'm just kicking off the Scratch Visions, but I'm starting to do classes again in the summertime, and everything is going to be, you know, routed through Scratch Vision, the DJ school, and as far as the actual website, like scratchvision.com, djscratchradio.com, even when I'm on the air, like I love to teach because, you know, we have a lot of young cats in the chat room, you know, so I like if I'm playing like original samples, they think it's you know, like if I played Dionne Warwick, and they thought it was Usher, you know what I'm saying? Until they heard a woman singing, it was like, yo, that's not Usher, who's that? And I was like, I stopped the whole show. I was like, everybody embrace this person in the chat room that don't know this music. So we just taught the person like, yo, this is where Usher got it from. You know what I mean?
Right, the originality. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what we need. We definitely need some teaching and some originality back into this music game.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely don't have a problem doing that because, you know, we was coming up. You know, I'm from the second generation of hip hop, and you know, we didn't have mentors. You know what I mean? Like everything was new, so we didn't have anybody to teach us anything. So, and if they're not gonna learn unless we teach them. less cats from my era. They're not going to learn. And, you know, a lot of cats, you know, and I said this last night on the air, you can't blame the new generation of hip-hop, you know, for what they're doing right now because they don't know what we were doing. They don't know. You know what I mean? So they don't have anything to strive for but what's going on right now or what's going on 5 years ago. You know, they haven't seen LL Cool J drive on a stage in a Ferrari and the whole stage just lifts up and turns around. They haven't seen Big Daddy Kane rise up out of a crown, and they haven't seen Biz Markie slide out of a big nose on stage. You know what I mean? They haven't seen.
Wow, you taking it back, son? What?
They haven't seen me on stage rise up on a giant turntable. You know what I mean? And Eric and Paris rise up through the speakers on stage. So, you know, so they don't know. You know, they don't know that. And if we don't teach them what was going on, they won't have nothing to look forward to be greater than what they are right now. So I'm doing my effort, and my team, we're doing our effort to teach the youth, you know what I mean? Like, yo, this is how we was doing it. Like, you being on stage with 10 of your friends, and all of y'all got mics, and y'all sound crazy on stage, that's not how you do it. Look at these videos. This is how we did it. You know what I mean? So everybody, you know, and the DJs that I have on, you know, the DJs that are part of my team, they're young DJs, but they learn from me, so you hear the difference. Like, they DJ like, you know, they learn how to mix and blend perfectly instead of just talking through their transitions because they don't know how to mix. And the only way you're going to learn that is from older cats. Just like as far as business, I'm not, you know, anybody coming into the music industry, you don't come into the music industry as a business person. You learn through trial and error. And if you don't learn from people older than you, you will never learn.
And that's the truth. I'm going to go ahead and throw the next question to my co-host from New Jersey, Future Guru. And shout out to DJ Spinner. He definitely be doing this thing on Scratch Vision for real. Shout out to DJ Spinner.
Indeed. Spinner got a party tomorrow night that's going to be. It's called Anything Goes. So they pulling out 45s, vinyl.
What?
Anything Goes tomorrow. That's. They pulling out all, they bringing out all vinyl 45s, and they just playing whatever.
Wait a second, shout that out, man. Let the people know what's good.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night. Tomorrow night in New York at Club Love. Huh? I'll give you the address right now. Hold on. Give you the address right now. I'm on this page right now. It's at Love. It's
You talking about the DMV?
Club Love is on McDougal Street and 8th Street in Lower Manhattan.
Oh, okay. All right.
Feel it.
Go ahead.
179 McDougal Street.
Okay.
Right on the corner of 8th Street.
All right, good money. Y'all need to go ahead and support DJ Spinner out there at that event for real. Y'all need to go there and support him for real. Go ahead and support. We got to support each other out here. But
yeah,
go ahead, Guru. Go ahead and get that question in for DJ Scratch, fam.
And just real quick, if anybody that don't know about DJ Spinner, DJ Spinner is the biggest party DJ in the world, hands down. And I'm not saying that because he's down with Team Scratch. DJ Spinner does a party. DJ Spinner does a party called Wonderland, where he just plays all Stevie Wonder music all night. Stevie Wonder records, covers, and songs that Stevie Wonder wrote. And people get on planes from Europe to come to this party. Stevie Wonder comes to this party. You know what I mean? So
damn.
So if you do a party and the actual person, if you do a Stevie Wonder party and Stevie Wonder comes to your party and comes to the turntable and sing 5 songs a cappella, then sit down next to you the rest of the night, nobody's messing with you, right?
Damn. What? Make sure you're following DJ Scratch on Twitter. It's @DJ Scratch on Twitter. Follow him right now at the moment. Go retarded on the Twitter, @DJ Scratch, @DJ Scratch on Twitter. Guru, go ahead and ask that question, fam.
Yeah. Shout out to Lush Radio for bringing the realness with the interviews. We absolutely appreciate it. So my question always going to reflect like who I am as far as this Jersey movement. So the era that you mentioned, how you said Biz at first, always reflected to me when I came up in my era. My era was having this record label company that was in my hood buying records because I DJed in Carrie Crates and
built speakers and carry Serwin Vegas speakers. So that's my era. So I'm the era where DJs like Tony Humphries and Bruce Jefferson, Naeem Johnson, because we a DJ show right now. So we're going to pay that homage. This is a DJ show right now. He mentioned the schools. He mentioned the youth, and we appreciate that. That's why we definitely want you back on the Wednesday show. But my question is going to stem to the East Coast and how you really see the New York when you came up, going back to knowing, like, DJs. Like, because I remember Bismarck and Cool V riding through Irvington and East Orange and Elizabeth and Cool V's Volvo. That was Bismarck's DJ, Cool V.
Right.
So it's kind of crazy that we talking about stuff that you and I are relating to. I could almost see you from here. Like, you know what I mean? So this goes back to me just carrying crates, man.
Jersey Heavy, that's what we discovered Redman. We discovered Redman in Club Sensation.
That's what I'm saying. That's the clubs I was partying at, Zan. I'm a Zanzibar dude. I'm a Club Sensations dude. I'm all of that. So that's the funny part about what I want to ask you. My question is, how do you feel that we could do still this again, like Jersey again and New York again? Like, I want to know how you could feel that we could do that again, because I'm right here for you on the Scratch TV and everything. So that's how this entrepreneurship go with Lush and us. We're going to ask the real questions. Let's do it again. You know what I mean? How you feel about that?
Right, and that's how this is how we're doing it. You know what I mean? Through the internet. This is how we're doing it. Like, everybody got to put the Timbs on now. You know what I mean? Take the suits off, put the Timbs on. It's a complete grind right now. And I don't have a problem getting in the mud, because that's where I came from. You know what I mean? So I don't have a problem doing that. And it's not going to get done unless we do it. It's not going to get done unless we do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. That's real talk. I'm going to go ahead and open up these phone lines and let the people go ahead and ask you a couple questions. Callers, be quick due to the fact that, you know, the high call volume. Caller from the 973, I think this is my man from the Swamp camp. Fam, do you want to go ahead and ask DJ Scratch a question, fam? 973?
Yeah, this Chill Trees right here.
What's up, fam?
Right.
Hello?
Hey, yo, this what it is. Yo, Jay Scratch, I seen you down at Dell State, man. I'd rather have my honeycombs, my nigga.
Yeah, eating the cereal, doing the routine, cutting the dots effects joint.
92. That's what I'm saying. Ain't no questions. I already know with.
No,
that's what it is. That's what it is, fam. I got another caller live from the Jersey area, 973. What's good, fam? You got a question for DJ Scratch real quick?
Yeah.
973530, what's good?
What's good? Listen, first of all, I want to introduce myself. My man, he know me. Scratch was good. It's Elder Sensei from the Artifacts.
All right, what's good, homie?
I just want to show my respects to you, dude, because a lot of people don't know about how many beats and songs you have done. Like, I'm talking about, like, this dude is, like, the all-purpose weapon. If you need one dude to do everything for you, that's the cat you need to get. Because when you talk about beats where this dude, like, where bass lines, cats can't even accomplish the bass lines this dude be doing. So I'm still waiting to see if I can get on the track myself. So.
Yeah, man, yo, you got to join the site, man, and holler at me, man. Holler at me direct, man. Like, that's like,
I got
you got the math, too. You know what I mean? And like, everybody, the way I got this site right now, man, when you hit me on, it goes right to my head. So this is like, this is everything right now. When somebody hits me on my Scratch Vision page, it goes right to my phone. So I don't even have to be away from the computer. But yeah, thank you, man. And actually, I put some of my songs up on Scratch Vision, like a discography. I put like about 150 of them up there.
Yeah, he did. He actually did. He got mad songs up there, son. And I'm gonna tell you one thing. DJ Scratch is a humble dude, good dude. And when you hit him, he'll respond right back to you on Scratch Vision. You know, and he know I've been on him to come on here, but I know he's a busy person. He's a legend, and you know, we just honored to have you on here, Scratch, for real, my dude. Seriously.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, and the question I gotta ask you again, Scratch, is, you know, being in the industry, you know, for this long, What was the hardest adversity that you felt that you had to deal with?
The hardest thing really is just dealing with the business part of the music industry. Like everything else, you know, being on stage, that's my favorite part. You know, for that hour, for that 2 hours, that's the favorite part. But the hardest thing to deal with is the business part, because and as the years went by, it gets harder and harder, because you know you're dealing with people, you're dealing with artists, and then you're dealing with people that work at the record company. And what I've realized throughout the years was when people that work at the record company, they don't take it as seriously as the artists and the producers, because they get their check regardless if they do their work or not. It's a job for them. It's a way of life for us. You know what I mean? So, meaning the artists don't have to put that paperwork in for us producers to get paid or for the artists to get paid. He'll do it whenever he feel like it, because it's not, you know, there's no sense of urgency. He won't get in trouble for it, you know what I mean? But if he don't do that, the artists and the producers, you know, they got to go through all of the issues. So the main thing, the hardest thing to deal with is going through the business, because you got to deal with different egos. And, you know, once it got into like the late 90s, the A&Rs, the people at the labels, are more famous than the damn artists.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of people don't realize this, man. Like you know, like the late 90s and like early 2000s, you see in XXL magazine, you know, different magazines that showcase hip hop artists. You see article spreads, like 2-3 page spreads on A&Rs. And not the artist on the label. I'm like, what's going on here?
And crazy.
I remember at a time that you never knew who the A&R profile records were. You never knew who the A&R or the vice president of A&R at Def Jam was at one point. You know what I mean? Now it's all about the A&R or the, you know, the VP or the president, and it's not about the artist anymore. So that's the hardest thing to deal with, because you're dealing with, and you know, a lot of A&Rs, and no disrespect to the A&Rs, but a lot of A&Rs are producers who couldn't sell their beats. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So you're going through the bitterness with that also. You know, so it's more ego than anything that you got to deal with, and that's the hardest part.
That's real talk. Like I said, man, we're live with DJ Scratch. DJ Scratch, the one and only legend, the icon, DJ Scratch, live on Lush Radio Online right now. Calling at 347-826-7722. Calling 347-826-7722. You already know what it is. DJ Scratch, we want to go ahead and give out that Twitter again, man. Let the people know all the contacts and everything to get in contact with you. Tell them about the site for Scratch Vision site and all that, so they can get in contact with you, fam.
All right, no doubt. The Twitter is Twitter/DJ Scratch, just spelled regular. And I'm gonna just give you a warning. When you follow me on Twitter, you're gonna see some, you know, you might see some things that you like. I can't believe he said that. You know what I mean? I say every now and then when I get new followers, like, pardon my realness, because I don't bite my tongue, never. I mean, so I might get at another celeb on Twitter because he's fronting, you know what I mean? And I get at him right there on Twitter, you know. So it's /DJ Scratch, and the website, you know, for the radio station and all that is scratchvision.com or djscratchradio.com. It all leads to the same site. So that's how you can holler at me wherever I'm at, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you, when you join the site, the great thing about it is everything's like so instant. He'll shout you out live on the show because it goes straight to his phone and everything. Because when I first signed on, he shouted me out on the show, and I was like, oh, okay. So the stuff is like really interactive. So we definitely want people to definitely sign up to Scratch Vision. You know, it's DJScratchRadio.com, at DJ Scratch on Twitter. Make sure you're following him right now at the moment. Make sure, and shout out to that Wiz kid that's going retarded on Twitter, letting everybody know, and Guru and everybody that's out there definitely going retarded out there on the Twitter. and the lines are blowing up. Let me go ahead and bring this call in real quick. Make sure that you make your questions really quick on the line. Caller from the
lot of OGs on here too, man. It's a lot of OGs that's on Scratch Vision. We got DJ Red Alert. We got Eric Sermon. We got DJ Spinderella. We got Jermaine Dupri. We got multi-Grammy winning songwriter Brian Michael Cox. We got King T from L.A. The original King T. We got DJ Cash Money. We got Chris Lighty, the mogul, 50 Cent's manager, Busta Rhymes' manager. We got Busta Rhymes. So it's a lot of people on Scratch Vision, man. Like,
that's
a lot
what
of
it
people
is.
On this. All right, so let's go to that call.
That's what it is. And shout out, since you said Buster, shout out to Spliffington, Spliffstar. That's my dude. Love him to death. He good dude, man. Shout out to Spliffington out there, man. Caller from the 610. What's good? You're live on Lush Radio Online with the one and only world famous DJ Scratch.
What's
up?
What's going on, y'all? It's that Wiz Kid checking in with you.
What's up with
Wayne? What's up, Lush?
DJ good,
Scratch,
man.
Doing,
I mean,
man?
Wiz. You got a question for DJ Scratch, the legend?
Man, I don't even know. I don't have questions? Whew. The legend. I see you got, I can run it down a little bit. I did my homework. I know you had 3 Grammy nominations.
No
and,
doubt.
Over 40 plaques. I know that's major, man. Congratulations, bro.
Yeah, man, just hard work, man. Been blessed, man.
I don't know if everybody knows, but, I mean, you've been involved with music for so long. I mean, you touched so many people's careers, and it's just an honor being on the phone, you know what I mean? And
thank
getting
you,
to hear
man.
You speak, man.
Thank
definitely
you,
big.
Thank you.
So, thank you, man. Without you, I mean, where would music be?
For real.
So,
that's what it is.
I just wanted to say what's up to you. I got to keep it moving right now. I'm gonna get back.
That Wiz Kid, tell him the Twitter, and tell him where you repping, fam.
I'm on Twitter at that Wiz Kid, and I rep Street Radio all day and Lush Radio online.
That's what it is. Love you to death, fam. That's what
too.
It is, man.
All right,
live in the building. We're live with the world famous DJ Scratch. You know I love you, that Wiz Kid. You already know what it is, Wiz. Yeah. We got another caller from the 973-518. Is this the swamp again, Sam?
Yeah, this is swamp. You know how it's going down, baby.
That's what it is.
Man, Lil Lux, I'm serious, man. I owe you a dinner, baby.
We're gonna definitely do that. We're gonna get that done, babe. You already know what it is, man. We're gonna be playing that swamp how to not jump off from Omega. Later on, because you already know we trying to break that music. And we got that first single, Over, by Drake. You know what I'm saying? And we got a couple of independent artists jump off in here. We getting it in tonight on Friday, and we're going to have Ransom calling in at 7. You already know what it is, man. We live on Lush Radio Online. Baby, stay on the line with us. I'm going to go ahead and let my man from the DMV. Dame, you still live on the line with us, fam? Dame.
Hello?
You still live on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, you got a question for the world famous, the international, the legendary DJ Scratch?
Yeah, yeah, man. What I wanted to know is, in doing this music for so long, what motivated you, regardless of what you went through, to just keep and make you keep going at it?
The motivation for me personally is like the performance part is the best part for me. You know what I mean? And that's like from when I used to DJ back in the parks. Like the first time I ever got a chance to get on the turntables and DJ and seeing a reaction from the crowd.
Yeah.
That's what kept the hunger with me. You know what I mean? So from going from the parks to arenas and stadiums. That's my motivation, and then
the reaction,
you know,
from people basically.
Yeah, the instant reaction.
Class.
Yeah, the instant reaction from the crowd, and then, you know, once hip hop went for a turn for the worse, you know, I wanted to be one of the people to keep the torch lit for real
exactly.
DJs on stage for artists. You know what I mean? So it went from me having doing it. For the love and for the fun, and now I have a responsibility. So now I'm doing it to keep the culture alive, to keep that art form alive, and of course, have fun while I'm doing it.
Exactly, because that's what it's all about, man. I mean, you definitely got to have love for the music, man, to stay in it that long, for real.
Yeah,
man. That's what it is. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back. Shout out to Capital Customs, and also shout out to DJ Carl Blaze. Rest in peace. We're doing a co-drive that we do every year with E2K Magazine, Street Queens, The Movement, and it's going to be in the Bronx. It's going down tomorrow. I'll be giving out the address and all that. If you want to drop off some coats, we give it out to the homeless. It's basically stopping the violence out there in honor of DJ Carl Blaze, who was gunned down. So definitely, if you're down in the New York area and you would like to participate, if you got an old coat or a coat, you know what I'm saying, that you want to give away or you want to purchase one, you can drop it by. I'll be giving out the information for that in a few. It's going down Saturday. But we're going to go to a quick commercial. We'll be back with the one and only, the legend, the icon, the man with the plan, DJ Scratch.
Yo, this is Lush, Lush from the Lush Radio Online Show. I'm live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. I'm all the way turned up. The people's voice is all the way turned up. You know why? Because I logged on to www.capitalcustom.com. Talking about, you looking for that hot shirt to wear with your jeans, and you just can't find nothing in the store, then you need to holler at capitalcustom.com. Why? Because they'll make you a shirt on the spot to match your persona, baby, because it's all about branding you and what you represent, man. It's all about being you and being fresh when you step out there, because that's what they all about. Log on to www.capitalcustom.com. Call them at 202-471-0310. Call them at 202-471-0310. And don't forget them to follow them on Twitter at Capital_Customs with a Z. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lexi Lush, man. And they got an official stamp for me, because you already know what it is. I'm rocking my Capital Custom right now. You already know what it is, man, because I'm all the way turned up.
This your boy DJ Ames, always in the great UK. When I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already heard it right there. You already know that's the world famous DJ Ames right there. Shout out your girl, Lushy Lush. You're live on Lush Radio Online, and we got the world famous, the man with the plan, DJ Scratch, who can scratch with everything, who can scratch the word yo into a track. The man with the plan, DJ Scratch, a Scratch Vision, EPMD, Grammy-nominated producer, live in the building. Call in right now at 347-826-7722. He is live with us right now at the moment. I'm going to go ahead and open up these lines with my beautiful co-host, and I'm going to go ahead and let Ebony, go ahead and take the floor and ask my man, DJ Scratch, a question.
Wow, you just really just be blowing up, Les. Now, Scratch, you just feel good. You just feel like you just won something, huh? She be just introducing you.
I love the energy.
Yeah, her energy is awesome, definitely. My question to you is, with the music that's being played today, you know how they're throwing out just singles and ringtones and all that. What do you, for a new artist that's coming in, breaking into the, you know, entertainment industry at this point in time, what type of guidance or instructions would you give it to them?
Could you put, I'm going to do like family feud right now. Could you please repeat the question?
I said, you know, with all the ringtones and the, you know, the one hits and, you know, the popcorn music, what type of, for a new artist that is now coming into, you know, the entertainment industry, what type of guidelines or what type of, you know, guidance or information would you give the new artist is breaking in right now?
Like I was saying earlier, I think, you know, artists, they need to go back, do their homework, and I say study these three artists. Study Rakim's first album, Kool G Rap's first album, and Big Daddy Kane's first album, and learn how to make songs instead of, you know, learn how to make classics. And the difference right now, the way the music is right now, is that people are making songs just because, you know, whatever's popping right now, so everybody want to do what's going on right now. So everything starts to sound the same. And, you know, they're hit records, and there's a difference. You know, a hit record lasts 6 months, but classics last forever. And that's the difference. So I think artists, you know, the artists that's coming into the game, music-wise, need to try to focus on making songs that will bang 10 years later in the club, not because some fad is going on right now. So that's my advice to them.
That's what's up. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my boy from New Jersey. Babe, what's up, Guru?
Man, I appreciate the questions. I appreciate all the love. I appreciate everybody listening. I went retarded on the Twitter. I had to take a break from the Twitter to get into the question. Yo, here go my question. Word up. Because, you know, the level that I'm on is just to take it where he... We're going to appreciate our guests, so I'm a draw off of what one of our guests said. We had a powerful show the other night with Nicolas Cage, and I got to shout out Nicolas Cage. And based off what he just mentioned, it almost ties into how we build these powerful minds and what we do when we follow each other on Twitter. Nicolas Cage mentioned, a.k.a. Bad C, you know, shout out to Mims. He mentioned what we got going on in hip-hop, what they listening to, what they checking for. He mentioned something about the attention, the audience, and what they grasping and listening to. So how do you feel, basically, that what we need is to bring another element to make them listen. So I feel like what he said, like, what do we have when we have this, all of these people thinking that this music is almost bubblegum because of all of the normal? So, like what we drawing off of and teaching, how do we really create the energy, like the level for the new people that the voice? We really want to be a platform for the new, so we keep Yeah, we don't want to get lost in the bubble gum, but we want to keep the real. That's what really my question is. We want to stay to the real, so we got to build that network as a glue, like a foundation,
right,
to hold it together. Everybody that can really clasp on to that knows the era. It's certain era, like Grandmaster Flash, The Message. Go listen to that first. Like,
exactly.
And then, right, so that's really what the glue of the foundation, that where you got to step somewhere to listen to. I would say Google Grandmaster Flash, The Message, and you might lead into other websites and other people in the game like Kool Herc. Like, it's steps
right,
to realize
right,
what we
right,
got in hip hop.
Like, and that's
culture.
What I'm saying. Like, these young
culture.
Kids, these young kids, they don't know about The Message and all of that. So,
right.
And another young kid can't teach another young kid about
yes.
that happened 20, 30 years ago. So it takes cats like us to be like, yo, listen, like my son does it all. My son does it all. His father's DJ Scratch, so of course he DJs. he produces, he raps, you know what I mean? Like, but I told my son, I gave him Rakim's album, first album, G Raps, and Kane's first album. I said, now listen to those. And when he listened to him, like, he came back with the Bruce Leroy glow. Like, yo, I didn't know. Like, yo, these dudes spit better than everybody that I've heard since I started listening to hip-hop. You know what I mean? Like, ever since he had knowledge of, you know, of radio and all of that. And what it's going to take, and the blame is radio and TV, because it's so much talent out there. So it's so much hip hop out there, so much R&B out there, but it's not getting heard. You know what I mean? You're only hearing the same 10 songs on the radio. It's out there. We just gotta find them, and the way the way we have to find them is through the internet. Because commercial radio is not letting them in. They're not letting. They're not gonna let Sky Zoo in. You know what I mean? They're not gonna have Slum Village in there. The only way artists like that are gonna get on the radio is if they do a song that's not their style.
And that's real talk. You never lied about that. That's why, you know, over here at Lush Radio, we definitely, that's why I started with the OGs, bringing them on. Busy B, which is my best friend, Special Ed, Master Ace, Red OG, all them cats coming on the show so they can educate these young cats. Cause, and I also teach in a school. So most of these young cats, I even ask them, what's in your iPod? They're listening to Lil Wayne. Not knocking Cap or whatever he's doing, but, you know, they even calling Tupac and Biggie, you know, OG. So they call him old. So I'm like, wow, you know. I come from an age where we listen to everything, and it was a culture. It was a movement, you know. And then we allowed propaganda and corruption to change the whole game, and we have to bring it back. I felt like myself, as I came in as an artist, I felt like I owed it to the people. I believe in the double E. I believe in the double E's, educate and entertain at the same time. We have to educate our people. We can't be mad at them if they don't know, but it's up to us to teach them because we do have the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? That's why I look up to people like you, Scratch, Kid Capri, other OGs that's been in the game. Teddy Ted, my big brother, always gives me advice on different things, man. Salute to him and the Awesome Too.
And Teddy okay. Ted is a Scratch Vision too.
Yeah, you know.
But pardon me for cutting you off, but
oh, go ahead.
But it's, you know, it's radio, man. Like, you know, if radio only plays a certain amount of songs, you know what I mean?
We know it's Viacom and all that craziness, right, man.
There's no way. If all these kids hear is what they allow them to hear, they won't know anything. You know what I mean? So they think Lil Wayne is the greatest lyricist of all time if they never heard Biggie, or if they never heard 90s Jay-Z. You know what I mean? If they never heard Illmatic. You know what I mean? So
wow, take them back.
So you can't get mad at these kids. It's the system, radio. People won't hear it if they don't play it. So
that's true.
If they're not playing it, that's why we're playing it. And it's so many moguls and everything that's a part of Scratch Vision now, because they already know what it is. And the change, the way we're gonna be able to feed these kids knowledge is through the internet right now. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of different internet radio stations. And there's a few radio stations that play the same thing that Hot 97 plays. Like, what's the purpose of you doing that? You know what I mean? Like, the internet right now, you should be playing everything, as well as playing new music. You need to play everything, not playing what's on Hot 97 just strictly. You know what I mean? Like, that defeats the purpose. But you know, it's radio. Radio and TV is the reason that these kids don't know. So we have to divert them to the internet. And I got all these dudes that's willing to be like, all right, listen, we're gonna go on a campaign. We're gonna put some money in this, and we're gonna divert everybody right to Scratch Vision, so they can see and understand. Like, yo, these is DJs. Like, you can watch these dudes DJ. They're gonna play the songs you like, and then they're gonna play the songs where they sample them from.
Yep. And see, that's the education that the kids and the children are missing. And that's why I got to say that I'm grateful and I'm thankful that people like you and all the OGs are standing up right now. But, you know, you paved the way, you know, for the people to log on to Scratch Vision. And I was watching it, and I'm going to tell y'all myself. Even doing radio, whatever, you know, I do my thing, and we do our thing here on Lush Radio Online. But I'm a fan first. I watched it all, watching Scratch DJ. And I was like, what the fuck? This dude was doing patty cake while he was scratching, while he was mixing. Who does that, son? Only on Scratch Vision, baby. It's crazy.
That's right. And you know, we just showing kids, like I had a show. I did a show a couple of weeks ago where it was sponsored by Pepsi. So what I did, I took four cans of Pepsi, and I put them on each corner of the turntable, and then put the other turntable on top of it. So I just pancaked the turntables on top of each other, and I just DJed for 2 hours like that.
What? You know,
and these are just things that I used to do back in the 80s that people never got a chance to see unless you were actually there. You know, way before YouTube, way before you know, camcorders were affordable. You know, back in the days, camcorder had the big VHS tape in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those camcorders was like $10,000-$20,000. You know, so back in those days, so I'm just giving, you know, I'm just, you know, just showing people what this real art is about, man. Because, you know, you got DJs, they just yell on the mic like Ralph Cramden all day, and you don't even hear the mixing and none of that. You know what I mean? Like, you're seeing skills. And then, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of OGs that are mad as hell. When they shouldn't be mad, just step your game up. Like, you know, like you have, like, from the OGs from day one, you know, that era, and they just mad as hell. Don't be mad. Like, embrace this. Embrace this hip-hop and teach and just get your bread. Like, don't be mad because cats is making money off of something that you was doing before everybody else. Don't be a hater. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. So we just need to work together, man. You know, we just need to work together, you know. And my thing is like this. This is my motto, and this is our motto on Lush Radio. If we ain't working together, we ain't working at all. What's the point? We got to teach the people, and it takes a village to raise a child. That's what I believe. You know, we have to teach our people through our actions. If you're teaching people through Scratch Vision, and you're teaching people through teaching them how to DJ. You're bringing people like Kid Capri, Spinderella, all of the icons on there to show the people and teach them. Because a lot of the children don't know. You listen to a song and you're like, you don't even know where that sample came from. And you're teaching them that. And that's what we need. And that's why I salute you. I salute you. I salute you. I salute you, DJ Scratch.
Thank you.
For real, seriously. Once again, man, you need to be following DJ Scratch at DJ Scratch, @DJ Scratch, and you need to log on to the website at www.djscratchradio.com, www.djscratchradio.com. Also, shout out to our sponsors, OhanaShop.com, for that icy jewelry, along with that, Capital Customs, and Strictly Brunt One also. So definitely, we're live on Lush Radio Online with the world famous international DJ. Worldwide, internationally stamped DJ Scratch. DJ Scratch, is there any way that we can ask a quick favor of you, real quick?
Yeah, what's up?
We got two. We know we do a segment called How to Not, and we want to hear, you know, your opinion about these joints. We got two joints. I want you to hear real quick. I want to know your feedback real quick, fam. What you think about?
All right, let's go.
All right, that's what it is. We got the world-famous DJ Scratch live in the building, and we're going to play two joints for the fan right now and let them hear, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to play this joint. You know what time it is. It's Hot or Not. Well, we basically play hot music. If it's hot, you say it's hot. If it's not, then it's not. And if it's just straight doodle, throw it in the garbage. You already know what it is. We're not trying to ridicule you, tear you down. We're giving you corrective criticism. You already know what it is, man. We got this joint right here called Press Up by Omega. And we want your honest feedback on that, fam. Let me know what you think.
I put the flame through you. Who is you to style on me? You don't understand my name, do you? This Omega, I'm Papa Legbatu Voodoo. Man, fuck you and fuck your crew, cause they do. That's just what type of guy am I. My muscle flash at night, call me Firefly. Come to make the liars die. The author of barrages of logic, that's what the God is, and I suffer no mirages offered by the mind. Now how you the challenger, all that pussy surrounding you? I'ma go Cyclops, pop the hot caliber. You soft, you a fag, mommy's little princess. I bench press your skinny ass, then rest, then set. That's bad manners, automatic hammers. High capacity magazine shaped like bananas. I am the gasoline, savage fiend, slash a spleen, ghetto bastard mean, hat the dream, after cream. This the stink off a bad track on the dope fiend. This is me, about to go to war for my home team. Gun smoke in my nose, ears ringing, wrist ringing, cheeky eye focused on him and the fist ringing. Niggas so disgusting, barking about they busting. Press up, call that bluff, they don't do it. cuffing. Niggas so disgusting. Walking about, they busting. Press up, call that bluff, they don't do nothing. How you try and start me off that play the game malarkey when I'm super duper? Busting bazookas at the hierarchies, I am that I am. Here's the mess you in. Disrespecting the son of man and spelling S-U-N. They swear they that hot cheese till they die on their knees. I put that fire out, they find them round 32 degrees. I get the spoils out the turmoils. I'm royal, one word could destroy you. I fix Cerberus on you. I'm predispositioned and prone to dark bones, cause my hell cold, heart of stone. No, we die alone. The chrome is my chaperone. I roam thunder domes, unbeknownst. I could make it hot now, get y'all running home. Keep fucking up, I'll make a tank mush your mud hut. With you in it, numb nuts, remove it in dump trucks. With one chance, I murder them rappers in they little pants. In the middle of they fuck boy dance. This the stink off a bad track on the dope fiend. This is me, about to go to war for my whole team. Gun smoke in my nose, ears ringing, wrist ringing. Cheeky eye focused on him and the fist ringing. Niggas so disgusting, barking about they busting. Press up, call that bluff, they don't do nothing. Niggas so disgusting, barking about they busting. Press up, call that bluff, they don't do nothing. Thought a little pressure, I would break some bread off. Not God, it's my job, take the snake head off. In the private room, I flip a gold doubloon. It's tails, now you trash. I'ma see you in the hood soon. Shots make your back stop working. Do you want some? I'm a monster, Godzilla, my son. Peel your shit clean over my street dreams. Yeah, this one here is mean. This for my nigga Raheem. We did it, man, first mouse never. You know what I mean? That mean bring it and see me bang like the Mujahideen. I am bad for your health. Don't you know I blow a hole or open air out yourself? Why don't you care about yourself? Who stood tall in the park and tore him apart? If you prophesy, you cannot deny my warrior heart. You taking chances. Chance is you'll be doing death dances. My aim tight with the right hand, I'm aight left-handed. This the stink off a bad track on the dope fiend. This is me about to go to war for my whole team. Gun smoking.
Coming through the DMV right now. Pulled up, popped the laptop. Guess what was on? My girl Lush. Lush Radio Online. Yo, what it do? Know the name, know the difference. N-O-E. It's your boy Noah in the building. You know what I'm saying?
You already know what it is. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. We got the world famous DJ Scratch, the man with the plan live in the building. And we in a segment called Hot or Not right there. That was right there from the Swamp Camp from Omega right there. So we asking the opinion of the world famous, the legend. You know, he going to tell us his opinion about some of this music we playing. Scratch, what you think about that joint, fam? Your honest opinion, your criticism, fam? What you think about it?
Yeah, now I do the same thing on my show, too. I get a criticism on demos that I play. I say it's hot, but with a capital H. Capital H hot. Only because, like, I love the beat, I love the flow, but, like, I'm kind of sick of everybody just spitting about how many niggas they killing. You know what I mean? Like, I want people to spit about how nice they are on the mic. You know what I mean? Metaphors and all of that. Like, and I say this as a joke all the time too. I'm like, yo, the reason why records ain't selling, like, people talking about downloads and all of that. Illegal down. That's not the reason why records ain't selling. Is especially with rappers from the tri-state area. Like, you're killing all the fans. You know what I mean? Like, you're killing all your fans in your songs. Ain't nobody else to buy your records. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. You're getting
the murder rap, man. It's kind of played out. But they got flows. They just wasting their dope flows on lyrics. Like killing niggas and all like that. That shit is played out. Like, spit about how nice you are. Like, take them dope flows and turn them shits into dope lyrics and make a hot song. You know what I mean?
Besides the killing part, you like the flow and everything. You think they got bars and you like the track.
Yeah, they definitely dope. They definitely dope MCs. They just need to just
expand the vocabulary. And that's the reason why I'm talking about, that's what I said earlier, a hit record. Like, that could be a hit record. But
that's what it is.
Being a classic, that's a whole nother thing. So it's the difference between your song playing now, only for now and until sometime, or it's being played in 2015, 2016.
That's what it is. And the one and only Ebony, what did you think about that joint? Hot or Not, what did you think about it, love?
I can agree with Scratch. I thought the beat was good. I thought it was really dark. So I felt like, you know, their music delivery was, matched the beat, basically. You know what I'm saying? The rhymes was dark. The music was dark. So it flowed together. But just the killing part, yeah, I wasn't, you know.
That's what it is.
It was a little too dark for me.
A dark song is a dark song. Like, If the song is dark, it's supposed to be dark. Like, they match that, if that was the goal.
Yeah, that's what I said. They did match that, but just the lyrics going on, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not even just me being a 41-year-old dude. Like, look, come on now. All these whippersnappers there talking about all of that killing rap and all that. It's not even that, you know what I mean? Like just use those skills. Like, just expand the vocabulary. Like, just spit. Like, some of the most classic records, they're not even killing one person in the song. And you can kill somebody in the song, but just use it as a metaphor and keep it moving on the track. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. We're live on the Hot or Not right there. We playing some independent artist music and definitely giving them some shine on Lush Radio Online. And we have guest judge today, DJ Scratch, live in the building. And we got our wonderful co-host, Ebony, and Future Guru. Guru, what did you think about that, fam?
I love that joint, man. Swamp Thing used the metaphors when he said, without killing, he said, a bench press, your light ass, 10 reps, 10 sets. Then he said, you keep fucking up your mud hut. Like, that was a ill type of live, that Jersey vibes for me that I'm rocking with to take it to the next level, because this is the first chamber, and everybody going to stay tuned to this because I'm going to pump it. So this is the Swamp Team first chamber that I'm pumping. You're going to listen to it again, and you're going to love it because you're going to catch everything because this is Jersey.
Yeah,
my man, Chill Trees, is on the line.
That's what it is. I honestly think they got flow and everything and stuff like that. And I think it was an all right track. I like the rhymes and everything, but I'm just saying myself, like, I mean, for what it is, the way the track and everything, it suited the track. I think they definitely got a lot of skills. I want to hear more from them though. I definitely want to hear more from them. Really, I want to hear more from them, but I'm going to go ahead and give it a hot, though. I'm going to go ahead and give it a hot, but I want to hear more from them, from the Swamp Team. And I want to go ahead and, because I think Tony Dofat said to shout you out, super producer. He just hit me up on Skype. I think he might be calling in, and I think he's streaming. He might be streaming the show through Dofat TV, too.
Dofat TV, he might be streaming
the show through Dofat TV right now, and also DJ Truth from Philly shouted you out, and DJ Razor, Coast to Coast DJs, they shouted you out also, fam.
Shout out to them.
Definitely.
I want to hear more from them dudes, but I just want to hear straight, like, spit, like, just spit how nice you are, like I'm challenging MCs right now, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of talent out there, man. They just need to be guided a little bit. And I don't care how nice you are on the mic. I don't give a fuck how nice you are on the mic. Everybody can learn something new. You know what I mean? Everybody needs direction. Even I needed direction when I was doing my thing. You know what I mean?
That's real talk right there. And I think we got the one and only super producer, the one and only Tony Dofat, live on the line. What's up, Tony?
Yo, what up?
What's good,
what's
fam?
Up, Tony?
What's up? What's good?
No fat. What's good? I need options, man.
What's more options at Scratch?
It's fine.
Yo, that's an inside joke right there, Lush.
I feel you, because I was lost like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yo, me and Dope Fat was on tour. We was all over Europe, you know, and DJing for Diddy, and we'd do like a song or whatever, and Puff would want like 9 different mixes of one song. Like, yo, I need options. Like, yo, Puff, we got the kicks, the snares, and the beat already. All right, well, I need to try the James Brown kicks and then try the Honey Drippin' kicks and try to, like, he just want options. Like, yo, I need options. So anything that we bring to the table for Puff, we need to have at least 9 versions of everything that we do.
Yep. And then the ones he pick, and then we got to do options for those. And he say, all right, now, I like these three now. I want these three with all different levels. I want this one with louder background. So at the end of this joint, at the end of the day, you end up doing like 40 different versions for one segment of the show.
And then we wind up using the very first one for the show.
Yo, so basically we was all over Europe scratching our heads. You know what I'm saying? But you know, he's always like that though. You know what I'm saying? He's always like that. But you know, but we always know what we get ourselves into when we're doing it. But it was fun though. You know what I'm saying? You know, had to call in and support my man DJ Scratch. I'll be sending mad people over there though.
That's what it is. Make sure you send them over there, Tony. Make sure that you support Scratch Vision and Dope Fat TV. Definitely, and like I said, man, tune in this Saturday. You know what I'm saying, on Dope Fat TV. We're going to be doing a show over there. But support both of these cats, man. They're doing their 1-2 out there. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Swamp Team, like I said, man. Shout out to Jersey and everything like that. We live in the building. I got another joint for you, Scratch. I'm going to go ahead and play this joint right here. This one is called Crazy Life by Trueson Ali. He's from Brooklyn. I want to hear your feedback on this situation. Crazy Life right there, real quick.
Special someone. Yeah, you know who you are. It's a crazy life, right?
Coming to you.
Yeah, I know. Just glad you stayed.
Watch this.
When they ask who's your man, I know you mentioned me. It's been quite a while now. Seem like it's meant to be. Stuck through all the struggling, troubles and the heartbreak. They said you can't have it, they need it too. But it's my case. Probably wanna migrate, settle in another place. Nigga acting irate, said he need a little space. So in your mind, you like, I could punch him in his face. Me, erasing evidence, try not to leave a trace. Kinda caught up, but I'm sure that we can sort it out. Sure they got too close, guess I never thought it out. We got all this love here, wonder how it switched around. After all this craziness, maybe we can settle down now.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. So glad I didn't leave you alone. What in the world were we thinking?
If you left it up to me, we'd be on an island. Sunshine and clear water, anything to keep you smiling. Surely you deserved it, pick you up on air 9. Who said I didn't appreciate you? They a damn lie. Higher than the friendly sky, in the clouds up above. Tell you come in, but for nothing, just to show me love. Hope that I'm the only dude that you ever thinking of. Just the thought of you or somebody else that can really suck. Knowing you ain't easy, probably wouldn't give it up. Gotta pay like you wait, more than just a pretty drug. Nobody ever put it down, they ain't good as us. Or did you leaving me? This is serious, damn.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in.
Rotation, gotta keep the dish playing. Dirty Harry, dirty love, part one and part two. Rocking Jungle Brothers with that ass, I will house you. Stepping out the bathtub, let me get your house you. Smelling like a better road, this is something about you. When I just can't put my hand on it, like a beat, I'm a jam on it.
morning till the sunrise. Make it a good morning. Good morning, baby. After breakfast, still tired cause we yawning. Whisper, I love you. Wiping happy tears falling from your face. You, I would never replace. Come here, let's take a picture. This one's for my space. Crazy life.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine it though.
That was True Son Ali right there. He just recently got his video Brooklyn in the Building with Mike Beck put on Forbes DVD. And also he's got his new EP coming out called Second Beginning. And that was Crazy Life, getting heavy rotation. But I want to know what DJ Scratch thinks about that one.
Yeah, that was a smooth joint. You know what I mean? Only problem I have with it is too much singing throughout the whole song.
Just on the
hooks, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was singing throughout the. I couldn't really hear what dude was saying because it was so much singing, like singing constantly throughout each 16.
Okay. You know what I mean? That's what's up.
You know, ad libs is cool, but it was just like constantly singing throughout the whole joint. So it sounded like he was rhyming over another song.
Okay. You know? All right. So, that's what it is.
After you just drop the vocals on there, you know, drop the singing. You know, during the verses, and you know, just punching some ad libs every now and then to keep it moving, and then that'll be a cool summertime joint.
That's what it is. We get honest opinions on it's hot or not, and everything.
That's just my opinion. My opinion. You know, my opinion don't matter. It's my opinion.
Hey, man, this is hot or not. You know, we giving honest opinions about, you know, music and stuff like that, you know, and Ebony, what do you think about True Son Ali? I know you've heard it before, but what you think about it?
Yeah, it's a song that just grows on you. I think the joint is hot.
That's what it is. And Guru?
Absolutely agree with my co-host Ebony. I'm a fan of True. First, because of a previous joint I heard, and I like how Scratch broke it down, how he gives a person a chance to be more heard from. So that's why we pumping True Son Ali is an artist on the rise, and he has his business together. And you know, we actually welcome artists, young artists that really shows versatility. We love the versatility from True Son Ali. I think that's a great joint. I agree with Scratch because I think what he said was basically engineers and producers should pay attention to Scratch, and I want to pay homage to how he gives advice. So True Son Ali has skills, and I like when he calls the show and shows his intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the fact that he has skills that I know he's a writer. So I love the fact that I can enjoy his music because he has skills as a writer. I heard a previous joint from him called Loyalty, T-I-N-A, All Day. So sign up to Lush Radio Online, promoting all that, you know, good music, man. I love it. I'm loving the joint. Good looking, Scratch.
And that's just the producer in me, you know what I mean?
I know.
True story.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, you know. And like I said, like how to not people that's listening, how to not is for up and coming artists, and they send in their tracks and submit their music. We give honest feedback from people all over the world. Sometimes call into the show and give their honest feedback. We might have celebrity guests that might give feedback, or we might have A&Rs like Kevin Shine or so. From Jive that might call in. You never know who's calling into the show to give their opinion. But we're here to basically give advice on the music, you know, and, you know, definitely let you guys know, you know, what we're feeling and what we're not feeling. And, you know, and if we are feeling it, we just want to give you some advice so you can better enhance yourself on what you're doing out there. We have another artist named Y.Loyal out of out of the Ohio area. I really want your honest feedback on this joint, Scratch. I want to know what you think.
All right, let's go.
This joint right here is called Bounce.
Coast to coast instrumental.
Let's go. Nightmare Records in the building. IRS the movie. Shout out to my whole camp, man. On this shit, yo, we gon' make you just bounce. Come on, bounce. Everybody just bounce. Come on, bounce. Everybody just bounce. Come on, bounce. Everybody just bounce. Come on, bounce. Everybody, you feeling that? I'm back with that. I'm killing that. You copping that? Punchline, I'll be at the finish line. By the time you catch mine, ain't no stopping my shine, my shine. Back on my blocker, skinny hard rocker. Only this time, I ain't chopping up the rocker. Put the sauce down, sauce dangle from the ceiling. Pursuing the milling, it's the only thing I'm feeling. Fresh hard denim, got my knees all in them. Main act, vanity, the squalid, denim. Red line, front me with the baseline. I'll be at the finish line. By the time you catch mine, ain't no stopping my shine. Gonna fall back. Let me play my cards right. Full house red light. Dashboard headlights. Running through the red light. Left the whole trap light. Now I got a music hype. Flat boy ink shit. Slices through your breathing. I am made a teammate. You might want to screen it. Cause the way I'm stunning it. You swear I was from Phoenix. They are so anemic. I don't play seen it. Seen it? Bam. Come on. Bam. Everybody just bam. Come on. Bam. Everybody just bam. Come on. Bam. Everybody just bounce, come on, bounce. Everybody, you feeling that? I'm back with that, I'm killing that. You copping that? Shit, punchline, I be at the finish line. By the time you catch me, ain't no stopping my shine, my shine. Be a boss of all bosses, moving what I weigh. Nowadays, I just call shots from away. Used to sit crazy till I was damn near pissy. Now I hit the spot by the bar for the missy. Rosé drinker, casual thinker. Still pack the lineup for the cats who wanna beef. I am a seeker, founder of a keeper. Rhyme so hard I could annihilate ether. Bounce with me, come on, tell me who I'm missing. Amber alerts going out for the missing. Ain't nobody dissing, this here is a mission. If you need a fix, send it all to my attention. Money over everything, that's my intuition. Came from where they never came up. Gotta change the game up, get your damn game up. Two on past sauces, what a nigga aim for. Come on, bounce, come on, bounce. Everybody just bounce, come on, bounce. Everybody just bounce. Bounce, everybody just bounce. Come on, bounce, everybody, you feeling that? I'm back with that, I'm killing that. You copping that? Shit, punchline, I be at the finish line. By the time you catch mine, ain't no stopping my shine, my shine. Bounce till you can't bounce, rock to the rhythm. Don't sing with them, this is not an instrumental. You should feel the beat knock every time the heat drop. You should wanna cop this, place it on our E-block. Shout out to my big bro, Easy Ears 2 Dog. Legendary Nightmare, Jimmy 2 and 6 Dog. Cleveland, we back in this motherfucker. So put a stamp on it, bounce in this motherfucker. Bam, come on, bounce. Everybody just bam, come on, bounce. Everybody.
Yeah, yeah, it's the channel's number one BK Hutstar, your favorite homie, True Son Ali, and I am the voice of Brooklyn. And when I'm in the DMV, you already know who I'm rocking with, Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. We got this thing locked, baby.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, number one online radio show. Definitely giving you what you need, baby. We're talking about, is it hot or not? Or is it just stinking like doo-doo? If it is, then just go ahead and set it on fire. So you already know what it is. We're live on Lush Radio Online. You just heard Y.Loyal, Is It Hot or Not? With our celebrity guest host, the one and only DJ Scratch. DJ Scratch, what you think about that, fam?
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, I really like that joint. You know what I mean? That shit is all right, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, I like that shit. You know what I mean? You know, but you know, I hear just like heavy, 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 heavy Hove influence. You know what I mean? Like, I hear like the Hove cadence and everything. You know what I mean? You know. You can tell homie favorite rappers and all that, you know. I like the joint, though. You know, I like the joint. Sorry. I like
it. Yo, Scratch.
That's Hollywood. That's Hollywood shit.
Yo.
Okay. Oh. Wow.
Yeah, we like that Hollywood shit, Scratch.
Yo, Scratch. scratch is crazy, son.
Yo, that Hollywood shit, that's like it's...
Scratch, that's
nah,
crazy.
But I like the joint, though. But you can hear, like, you hear he's, like, real heavy Jay-Z influence in the joint.
That's what it is right there. That's what it is, man. And you heard it for live from Scratch right there, you know what I'm saying? And I got, what's this? I'm going to let you hear True Son Loyalty.
Yeah.
And let you see what you think about that, because that's a different aspect of him. I'm going to let you hear Loyalty and see what you think about that. I'm going to go ahead and throw that joint on real quick. Tina, Loyalty and Stuff for the people. Throw that joint on and see what you think about
don't
that.
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family. Ever, 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 ever.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Things looking real good on this side now, huh, homie?
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family. Ever.
Lights, cameras, I'm ready for some action. Guns come out, we start blasting. So who on first and who got next? And even after that, boy, I'm taking requests. Like Mr. DJ, here where we play. Fool boy there, best watch what he say. Cause I'm loco, far from Poyo. What's wrong with this retarded nigga clown like Bozo? Nonetheless, yo, you ain't running nothing around here. Cops said somebody left him lying down there. I swear, Colombian necktie, air to air. Stripped him of everything, left him in his underwear. Set his car on fire, drove it off the pier. Nowadays, it's the jungle, people really don't care. Product of the environment, probably die by the chair. Like Bill Collins, I feel it in the air. Streets, beef, guns, and murder. Seems they never get done. Life against thieves, snakes, and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
Beef, guns, and murder. Seems they never get done.
Life
against thieves, snakes, and birds. You could be the next one.
Must have thought that it was greener on the other side. So misguided, now you looking like somebody died. I wonder if we did that job, would you have testified? Not a problem, homeboy, cause my goons ride. Cut my grass real low, see the snake slither. Keep my friends close, enemies I'm getting rid of. Such a gentleman, but greasy with the birds. We're talking over the phone, be easy with the words. Pay attention to the cops, nothing easier to learn. When they're breaking down your door, you need to be concerned. Especially when you got no money to burn. The more money you owe, the less money you earn. That's real shit. One in the chamber, full clip. You can run, but you can't hide, nigga, but don't trip. You can skate, change your whole life, nigga, but don't slip. Got some heat, better keep it on your hip. I'm talking to you.
Streets, beef, guns, and murder. Seems they never get done. Life against thieves, snakes, and birds. You could be the next one.
You could be the next one.
Streets, beef, guns, and murder.
Yo, this Vance Beats from Germany, and I rock with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Y'all know what it is, your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. That was Loyalty right there by True Son Ali, and we're live back in the building with your man DJ Scratch. And I know DJ Scratch about to give us that true, honest opinion about that. I love this dude, man, for real. He gives us the honest opinion, and we got to respect him because you know why? This dude been in the game for, like, mad long, and he's a producer, DJ. He done heard music, all types of music, and he's still taking it to the next level. So, like I said, we definitely respect him on even taking the time out to come on Lush Radio Online, you know, to, you know, give his opinion about the music. And shout-out to Tony Dofest. Shout-out to Northern Smoke Radio, that WizKids, DJ Truth, and all that. Scratch, what do you think about that one, though, fam?
I like that joint. That joint is hot right there.
That's right.
I like the concept, John. I like the concept with the beat, too. I like that. That's hot.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. I appreciate that, man, for real. You know, and I know me and Guru and, you know, Ebony are fans of that joint. That's the one Guru was talking about that, you know, you might like a little bit better right there.
Like that.
You know, Loyalty.
I like,
you know,
the other one too. Like I said, the other one is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like lowercase hot. That one is capital H hot right there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Capital H Hot by DJ Scratch. We're gonna have to start using that as lowercase and capital H Hot on the joints for real. And I'm telling you, this is the last one I'm gonna stop bothering you, Scratch. This is the last one, and I'm gonna stop bothering you, okay? This is the last one right here, Louis Mills, Lights, Camera, Actions. This was sent to us by that Wiz Kid, and we want to know your opinion about this joint. Is it hot or not?
Major right here.
It ain't about the money, it ain't about the car. I was born addicted to the cameras and the flashing lights. Cameras and the flashing lights.
Come on.
Hello, 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 hello. To the cameras and the flashing lights. Cameras and the flashing lights. You wanna know how Louis go when you ain't gotta say a word. I do this all the time and get on these haters' nerves. You ain't gotta put me on, I did it for myself. I'm adding projects to my belt. The truth is I don't care how you feel or how you feel. I'm here to let them know that I'm here to make them melt. The kick, the stand, the high hat of cause. If the haters wanna hate, let them hate and stay at odds. When it comes to the roof, I don't push a tear at all. They put you on a pedestal, I'm here to knock you off. Battling me is like running against a horse. Throw another metaphor, like a pistol first apart. I'm gone, I'm gone, I bet it piss you off. Shit, I'm good at finding money while the rest of y'all is lost. I'm gone, I'm gone, I bet it piss you off. And I'm good at finding money while the rest of y'all is lost. It ain't about the money, it ain't about the car. I was born addicted to the cameras and the flashing lights. Cameras and the flashing lights. For the cameras, cause I goddamn love it. They say life is a but I don't expect it to love me. I'm respecting the game, cause I'm just coming from nothing. I'm going up fourth and long, staying in my zone. Looking straight at success, can feel it in my bones. Heading straight to the top, they say I'm feeling at home. I ain't looking for help, cause I can stand on my own. I wish that I could jet on a Lear plane with a Louis Vuitton belt and some big chains. I got my signal watch me switch lanes. They be like, damn, beat Palmer do the big thing. I see them haters like the kick game. You in a small box, I got big range. Beat Palmer, ain't change. I be going hard in the paint, call me King James. It ain't about the money, it ain't about the car. I was born addicted to the cameras.
Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, you better act like you know, man, before I smack the mess out you. You listening to Lush Radio Live, when the hottest internet radio shows worldwide, with your girl Lushy Lush, Ebony, and Guru, baby. Yeah, yeah, what? And we got DJ Scratch Live in the building, our celebrity guest host. You know, he came in here, he's dropping jewels, and he's live in the building. He's about to give us some feedback on that flashing lights joint.
Exactly, exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. Exactly. You know what I mean?
What you think? What you think about that, Scratch?
I'm saying, like, I like that joint, though. You know what I mean? I like the only thing, you know, the auto-tune shit, though. You know what I mean? He had to put the auto-tune on that shit, though. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah, but for real, though, auto-tune was used for people that can't sing. You know what I mean? And I can tell whoever singing the hook can actually sing.
But they doing auto tune because that's what everybody's doing right now. That's what I was talking about, you know, about not doing what everybody else is doing and just do you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like if that dude takes the auto tune off of his voice and just showcases his talent, it makes the song a lot better and not just some shit that everybody else is doing. But I like the whole joint. I just don't like the auto tune on dude's voice. But I like the whole joint.
That's what it is. That's what you heard it first from DJ Scratch. DJ Scratch. And Ebony, what did you think about that, Booby?
The song was good. I like the song. I'm just over here tripping off of y'all and y'all voice impersonating. I had to get myself together over here, but yeah, I thought the joint was hot. He can sing. I can hear him in the background. He can flow, and I guess that's what you're saying, Scratch, about the difference between having a hit song right now and having something that's going to be longevity. And if he was to take the auto-tunes out, because 10 years from now, no one's going to be doing auto-tunes, hopefully,
exactly.
Then that song will still be able to be have some longevity in the business. So.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Like, if you do what people are doing right now, you put a shelf life on your music. You know what I mean? Shelf life on your music. So right now, auto-tune is dead. It's just cats didn't get that notice yet. You know what I mean?
That's what it is.
A lot of cats didn't get that notice, but those songs, everything you're hearing on the radio right now, you ain't going to hear it. You ain't going to hear it in 5 years. And you definitely ain't going to hear it next year in the club banging. Like, any joints that you hear right now with the auto-tune on it, next year, if somebody play that in the club at 1 o'clock, at night, at prime time, it ain't gonna work.
That's real talk. And Guru, what did you think about that, fam?
Absolutely. I just want to say that I did have even though that's my first time hearing it, I kind of walked through the whole song, like verse to verse, and how he tackled each of his melodies and the chorus. He went along with the chorus and spitting his bar. Now, I actually kind of got a think this track can grow on me. I actually think it can make it to the radio. And what I like about it, this is what I really like about it. I like the fact that it can be borrowed. Like somebody could say, like, yo, can I sing that song tonight? Like if you don't really have a song like that, like somebody might want to borrow and rewrite or do something like, hey, I like that song. Somebody may come to him one day and say, you know what? That's a powerful song. And I agree with Scratch, make it a minus auto-tune and show somebody with some skills on it. The same song, almost the same way, could work. Mm-hmm. So I just really say, take that out. He can sing, and I do like what he did with it. Some thought process went into the concept of it not being a personal song. It could be something that could be borrowed. Somebody else could sing that song. Somebody else could really sing that song and borrow it and do a live stage show. It's a stage song. I think it's a stage song.
That's what it is. My honest opinion about the song, I actually like the whole concept of it. It's a nice smooth flow, but I'm, like I said, I'm totally against auto-tunes. And the guy that's actually singing, I hear that, I think I've heard a song before from the same individual that they actually were singing without auto-tunes, and I actually heard them singing. They can actually blow. So I think if we took away the auto-tunes, that right there would be a hot one. I feel like, this is my straight opinion. I feel like the auto tunes is done. I'm just tired of it. It's redundant. It's constant. Your man Lil Wayne, if Lil Wayne can use auto tunes too and start singing, then I have a problem with that. So we need to stop, you know. But all in all, I give that song a hot. A straight hot. If we take the auto tunes out, that's a straight hot. With the auto tunes, I give it a lower H hot, but I give it a hot without a capital H without the auto tunes. That's what I do.
So can we hear the song without the auto tunes? That's the question.
Yeah. So, but still, I want to hear more. I want to hear more from that camp. And like I said, I want to also hear more from Omega and the Swamp Team.
Oh, yes, yes. I want to hear something.
We got Nemesis in that camp, too. We got Nemesis out of that camp. And I did a YouTube special for two uploads coming up
for some hot raw footage of other tracks, so you will hear more from Swamp Team.
We want all of that because we want to slide it in. On the show, we're going to be playing them joints on Lush Radio Online. Like I said, we giving independent artists an opportunity to get their shine on. And, you know, even if it's hot, even if it's not, at the same time, you're still getting publicity right now through Lush Radio Online. Because right now, Tony Dofat is streaming it in Dofat TV. This is going to be archived and it's going to be sent all over. And and on top of that, you know, I mean, different people call us in and ask about the different music. So at the same time, you're still getting publicity at the same time, you know, on Lush Radio Online. And plus, you getting, you know, criticism and you're getting, you know, education and insight about your music, corrective criticism. So don't take it like, you know, we don't come here to tear people down. We basically try to give you corrective criticism to help you in growing yourself as an artist and developing yourself as an artist. So on here,
you gotta have tough skin in it. You can't be all sensitive and shit like you know everybody's not gonna like your music, like, you know, just like everybody ain't gonna like my beats, like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't come here like just being sensitive and like, yo, fuck that nigga ain't like my shit. I ain't like that nigga. Ain't like that LL record anyway that nigga did. You know. You can't take that. But back to the auto tune real quick. The reason why people don't like auto tune is because They make a few good records with auto tune, but when they see them live, they don't have the auto tune. That's the reason why everybody's sick of auto tune, because they hear the song. When you go live to see them, you want to hear the song.
Exactly.
And point in blank, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Shout out to your man T Pain, but I remember when they was doing a tribute. Was it on VH1 or something? They was doing the tribute to the New Jack Swing era to your man Teddy Riley. Your man T-Pain didn't have the auto-tunes.
Exactly.
Was sounding like straight-up garbage. Boo-boo.
Exactly.
Okay? So, you know, it's almost like you're false advertising to the people. Okay? So, you know, if you really can't sing, then go ahead and use the auto tunes. But if you can sing, singing in the background, then go ahead and take the auto tunes away.
But you know what though? It's so bad now that I appreciate T-Pain, because he's the one that actually knows how to use it the right way. Like, you're hearing it so much. Like, once rappers started using auto tune, rapping through auto tune, that's when it was really over. Because, and then, you know, you hear a couple of cats, rappers trying to sing through it and all of that.
Then
when you listen to T-Pain, then you remember how it's actually supposed to be properly used.
Wasn't the originator.
Uh-huh.
You got to go back to the originator.
He wasn't the originator, but what I'm saying, I'm talking about this generation right now that's using auto-tune. It's being so overused, and when you listen to T-Pain, then you remember how it was supposed to sound, like when he was using it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to Ralph Chapman, you know. Shout out to him, you know.
Let him go Google on More Bounce to the House by Zach. More Bounce to the House by Zach. Let him Google that. That's all I got to say, man. We get your pen and your pad for the show, man. Get your pen and the pad.
And write this down also in your pen and pad. As far as rappers using auto-tune, use Houdini Magic's Wand. And
F4000.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Take it back now, y'all. For real.
Yeah, I like this radio. I like this real radio, Lush.
I'm loving this show.
I love all of our shows. I'm loving the show, Lush.
You're going to have to come back, Scratch.
Yo, Scratch is like really like cool as I don't know what. Like, you guys, you know, most of the people, you know, when you look at people in the industry and for him being an icon that he is, you're like, I wonder what Scratch is going to be like. And you sitting here and you got this bubble head. wondering, what is Scratch going to be like? And you hear him on the show, and he's a real humble and down-to-earth dude right here.
Yeah, definitely.
Real.
Yeah, we appreciate sharing that, dropping them jewels. We appreciate Scratch dropping the jewels. Oh, he dropped the jewels from the minute he came on the air. For everybody that was listening, we every time, if it's Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Lush is here, and we encourage you to get a pen and a pad for our guests and pay homage.
For real, pay homage, man. Salute them, man. For real, for everything that they doing, man. So, like I said, man, we definitely are happy that we had you on the show, Scratch, and we love you to death. And is there any upcoming things that we need to look out for and everything like that, Scratch? Let us know, fam.
Just as far as, everything right now, I'm just diving everything right now into Scratch Vision. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So I took off today. You know, I usually do Friday night classics, but I took off.
I know.
I got to finish these beats, man. And actually, we just threw a joint out on Twitter. Me and Raekwon, we did a joint called Liz, and we just threw out on Twitter a couple of days ago. So I'm just working on their album right now because Meth, Red, Ray, and Ghost are doing an album all together.
Can you tweet me that so I can have that in the Arsenal, fam? What's good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Scratch, Chill Trees got beats too. Chill Trees got beats too.
All right.
That's what's up, Swamp Team.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
I just joined your site. You got to accept me, man.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to follow everybody. Lush going to shout out her shout outs. She give us shout outs at the end of the show.
Definitely.
Let you say your Twitter one more time for us, you know, because it's almost time. We love Lush. Love you, Lush. Yeah,
that's
Lush.
What it is. Go ahead and give us your Twitter and all that stuff so we can check you out. DJ Scratch.
Yeah, the Twitter is just, you know, spelled regular DJ Scratch. And the website, the movement, the visual radio is scratchvision.com or djscratchradio.com. That's basically it, man. That's everything, man. And we just over there, we just having this movement, and we just keeping this shit going, keeping it authentic, man. And, yo, let me just say something else real quick, man. Like, it's a lot of phony shit going on, too, man, on the Internet. Like, the Internet radio is supposed to be official. You know what I mean? Like, supposed to be official. Like, I be going to a lot of cats. You know, everybody got Ustream pages and shit now. Like, I'm going on Ustream pages and dudes is like doing hocus pocus shit with their view numbers and all that.
Funny. Yo, hey Lush.
My stomach hurts.
They going there, yo.
You know what I mean? And that shit is real crazy to me because it's like,
wow.
It's like, all right, I'm looking in your chat room, and you got 9 people in your chat room, but your viewers say like 100, 200 and shit. Like, what's going on? And now I understand like. The way the Ustream is set up, if, let's say, for example, y'all have a Ustream, right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all got 5 viewers on, y'all have 5 viewers in your chat room, and I have 95. Now,
mm-hmm.
if I'm co-broadcasting your show, you get my viewers. So your viewers will go from 5 to 100, because I got 95, you got 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a winking.
Yeah, you co-streaming the show, so you automatically get the numbers. But if I only have 10 viewers and you got 5, it's supposed to say 15,
not
250.
Hold up. I gotta say one thing.
Bust them out.
Yo, shout out to all the hot Ustreams that need help from Lush Radio, Future Crew 100, and Evanisha and Diverse Media Crew. If you hot, only if you hot. I'm watching LeBron right now, trying to come back against Detroit. I don't got time for y'all playing with me.
Hold on, real quick. Shout out to our sponsors, Ohana Shop, Shippy Bump One, Capital Customs, Dang J, that jumped on the line with us, the independent artists from the DMV. Shout out to all the independent artists that submitted their music, True Son Ali, along with Swamp. Shout out to the whole Swamp team, Camp and everything. Shout out to Tony Dofat. Shout out to Y Dot Loyal. Shout out to that Wiz Kids. all the cats, the whole squad on Scratch Vision, and Kid Capri, K Slay, the whole team, the Dope Fat TV, and my whole camp and the Retweet Squad, all our fam, Street Queens. Y'all, you know what it is, man. And the last thing, you know, we got to sign off with saying, get the fuck out of here. And we basically, real quick, tell us, you know, the whack crap that's going on out there in the world, and we tell them to get the fuck out of here. Straight up, for all the hating-ass cats out there, for all the cats that's fake doing it, and y'all really ain't grinding for real, and y'all trying to come under different names and stuff, the spy and all kinds of crazy stuff, get the fuck out of here.
Straight up. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Yo, Scratch, it's your turn, man. Go ahead, since you our guest, man. Say you'll get the fuck out of here, son.
Like, I just say FOH, man. Fuck out of here. Fuck. It's not even worth to get the, you know what I mean? Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here, yeah. That is sponsored by DJ Wainski from the B Miners. Yeah.
For real, definitely. And shout out to
Friday. Yeah, my nigga Wainski. Fuck out of here.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely shout out to my man Spliffstar, you know, out there doing his 1-2. Salute to you, my dude. You already know what it is. And go ahead, Ebony, man. What's your get the fuck out of here, man?
Mine's personal. Mine is so personal. You can't.
Girl, come on now.
And you can't send my daughter her gift box like you've been promising her 2 weeks ago because your mother is sick. So you say, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You can't send it when you're supposed to, nigga. Your mother's illness wouldn't have been a problem right now. So get the fuck out of here. That's strictly personal.
That was a personal one. So don't take offense. hey, Guru, man, what's your get the fuck out of here about, man?
Mine's just real quick. If you ain't clicking on my Twitter and all my other social websites, like This Is 50 Blocks, Lush Radio, she just accepted me. I'm going in. I'm going in on Lush Radio. I'm telling y'all individually on Twitter to log in and be a member. Then after that, if you ain't clicking on every time I tweet Sky High ENT, DJ Lazy K, Murder, Frenchie, Gucci, SOIC Entertainment, and Lush Radio Online, Emma2K, Columbia Princess, Ebony, Retweet Squad, Mixtape MP3 Promo, my True Gang family, and my clients, IS Only Hope, AP Files, GinaOhanaShop.com. Click on it or get the fuck out of here. That's what it is. All these sponsors and all my guests and all my listeners. All my followers, we need sponsors. We doing it with Lush Radio Online. Telling y'all, click on when I say be a sponsor. Or if not, get the fuck out of here. That's two for y'all. Bye.
That's real talk. And if you're not logging on to DJ Scratch Radio, if you're not logged on to Northern Smoke Radio, if you're not logged on to Lush Radio, if you're not logged on to Stop Beefing Radio, if you're not logged on to Microphone Bully or www.TrueSonAli.com or rocking with any of my fam, once you come on Lush Radio, you family. And if you ain't rocking with your man Kid Capri and rocking his joint, turn it out, and all my other cats that we doing our thing out here, then get the fuck out of here, man, before I smack this out you, man.
Swamp Team and Chill Trees. I'll click on that, too. Swamp Team and Chill Trees.
That's what it is, man.
Everybody watch it in them chat rooms. The niggas got them steroid viewer numbers and shit.
You got steroid viewers, man. Get the fuck out of here. All them cats that's jacking up their rank.
Get out of here.
Niggas got Jose Canseco viewer numbers and shit.
Yo, shout out to them cats that be faking their numbers out there, man, for real. Shout out to the cats that be faking their numbers and they downloads and all that shit. Get the fuck out of here, man. Real people do real things. I see you. I see you. I'm so stealthy right now, and I'm turning the way up. Lush Radio Online, man. I got my game face on. Shout out to Game Face. You know the girl from Fanny Pack was rocking it on America's Best Dance Crew. I'm the first lady of Game Face. Positive people doing positive things. And remember this. If you're not helping your community, and you talking about, yo, this is my block, and this, that, and the third, and you busy tearing your block down, get the fuck out of here, man. For real. Lush Radio Online. We keeping it real. We talking about real stuff. And I want you to support everybody that comes on Lush Radio Online. This is a family movement. And I believe in loyalty. Stay loyal to the people. And make sure that when life throws you a curveball, you are in control of your life. We can control the direction. So seize your life, man. Stop making excuses and do like Nike J. Just do it. Let's Radio Online. Shout out to Archie Eversole. Scratch, I love you. I'm going to call you on the flip side, and we definitely support you on Let's Radio Online. My fam, I love you. Ebony, Ghoul, you know what it is. And shout out to Archie Eversole. What's his name? Music Jones. Shout out to Music Jones. I'm going to go ahead and play this joint. Keep winning, man. No matter what people say, man, keep winning. Nobody's going to stop you from what you're doing. This is life, man. Real talk. The only person that can stop you is you. And we out of this joint.
Yeah, they won't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time. Look at me now. Love is dead bleeding in the streets by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.